Keck Observatory on Hawaii Island recently named Rich Matsuda as its next director. Matsuda was born and raised on Oahu and is the first Hawaii-born director of the observatory. An electrical engineer by trade, he's been on staff at Keck for over 30 years, joining the company after leaving Boeing in 1993. The conversations Russell Subiono talked with Matsuda this morning about how his background and experience gives him a unique perspective of how astronomy fits into local culture.
I believe my background, being a local boy, you know, raised in Hawaii, really does give me a unique perspective in terms of the values that I'm grounded in terms of the importance of respectful relationships in the community and also for this place in Hawaii that we appreciate so much. And so my dedication to the excellence in science remains, but I think this being grounded in Hawaii really adds to the perspective, and it'll really help Keck go into the future.
I think it's an interesting situation that you're in. It's really an example of someone exploring kind of this intersection of culture and science. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on, or expound on your thoughts on how culture and science can exist in balance here in Hawaii.
So glad you asked me that question, because I think one of the things that maybe has gone wrong over the, at least the recent history, is sort of pitting culture and science as a dichotomy. Oftentimes in the media or in conversations, I've heard the term culture versus science, and that is something we really need to dispel. I believe that culture and science is really just two different ways of looking at nature to me. And these two different ways can actually complement and integrate with each other rather than be in this false dichotomy of opposition. And that's something I really try to bring to all of my conversations, whether it's in the astronomy community or in our local community, that the current science of astronomy from our contemporary view, and then the Ike Kupuna from our Hawaii traditions, can be looked at together at the same time and inform each other.
I think a lot of the arguments in favor of more science in Hawaii is centered around the idea that the first Hawaiians were very science oriented, you know, as navigators, as astronomers, that science was a big part of the culture. And there are many Hawaiians and many local people in science related industries that feel that they can work together and they're not in opposition to each other. It'll be an interesting journey for you as you move forward.
Yeah, I agree. I think in order to get there, we need to do some healing of relationships, honestly. I think the situation around TMT and then the protest movement that occurred created some really deeply held feelings on the subject of astronomy on Mauna Kea. And so I believe, you know, relationship building and seeking mutual understanding is the place we need to start and work really hard at. And we've been doing that over the last few years. And I believe, you know, it's really, first of all, for creating a healthier community that we have these kinds of dialogues. Hopefully that'll open up the space to explore this really interesting integration of the science and the culture.
I've read that you've been instrumental in efforts to help Hawaii's astronomy community foster and strengthen community relationships. Can you talk about some of the work that you've done in that area?
Sure. And it's a group effort among many in the community and in the astronomy community. But for me personally, one of the most impactful ways that occurred was being part of the Mauna Kea Working Group that the legislature established back in 2021 to look at a different way of managing Mauna Kea, and sat in a group with seven Native Hawaiian representatives of the community, and then myself representing Mauna Kea Astronomy along with some other folks. It was a working group of 15, and it was a safe space for exploring our sort of identities and where we come from, and to learn and build mutual understanding and trust. And from that, a lot of relationships developed and more conversations between folks in astronomy and in the community. And So on that level, that was really impactful. On another level, our staff tries to really support and uplift the, especially the Waimea community, but the whole Big Island community. In terms of just nothing to do with astronomy, just being a positive, you know, the organization being a positive citizen in our community, working side by side with others to uplift a community.
I know that you're an electrical engineer by trade, but what prompted you to venture into the astronomy field and, more importantly, stay there this long?
That's a great question. So couple reasons. I mean, being in Hawaii was important. So my training came in aerospace, working for Boeing, and I missed home. And I think one thing that influenced me coming here was when I was a young boy, around 10 years old, we visited from Oahu and came to Hawaii Island. And I actually got to visit the summit of Mauna Kea. And my father had arranged a tour of the UH telescope up there at the time. And we never got to go inside, but I knew I was really intrigued by the, you know, the look of the building. And I wondered what was going on in there as a young boy. So I think that was in the back of my mind. And so when I had the chance to come work for Keck, it was a kind of a, to fulfill that curiosity. But also I have family living here on Hawaii Island. So my sister and her husband and family live here. So it was a chance to come home, work on something really cool and be in Hawaii, reconnect with Hawaii and reconnect with family. That was 30 years ago. And I think the culture of Keck, just being a great place to work, really interesting work. It's super engaging, you know, so we operate the telescopes 24/7. The only time we don't operate at night is if we have bad weather. And that sort of drive to be on sky and enable these discoveries, it's really, really engaging. And it's always kept me super motivated all through the 30 years.
And kind of staying on the topic of jobs in the astronomy field, one of the points that is touted by TMT supporters is the jobs the telescope will bring to the Big Island. But you're only the second Hawaii-born director of an observatory in Hawaii in the 50-plus years we've had observatories in Hawaii. Say TMT manages to get built despite the opposition. What should our young people interested in astronomy careers be doing now so that we can fill the majority of those job openings with local people?
Yeah, and I'll just say, we don't have to wait for TMT. We have jobs at Keck and the other observatories that are filled and can be filled, and some of them are filled with local people. One thing for the public to understand is what Hawaii provides is the scientific capability for astronomers around the world to do their science and their discoveries. And the types of jobs that requires vary from technicians to engineers like me to business people that you need to run any kind of organization, outreach folks. And then actually the number of sort of PhD astronomers needed to operate is relatively small among that collection. So all of those kinds of jobs are available. You don't only need to be an astronomer to work at a observatory like Keck. So whether you're in a trades program at the community college, whether you're studying electrical, mechanical, or software engineering at University of Hawaii, whether you're studying accounting or human resources or communications, all of those kind of skill sets are needed to run an observatory. One of my big passions is to create those pathways for local people, especially, you know, students and early career people to find pathways in to work at the observatory.
Rich Matsuda, new director of Keck Observatory, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Mahalo.
That was Hawaii Public Radio's Russell Subiono talking with Rich Matsuda, the new director of the Keck Observatory on the Big Island.